The future of DACA has been uncertain under President Trump. That program shields immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children from deportation. Well, now it may be a step closer to disappearing. To find out why, I spoke with reporter Franco Ordonez, White House correspondent for McClatchy, D.C. He told me why immigrant advocates are so concerned about DACA's fate.
They're more nervous now because of a recent threat of a lawsuit out of Texas. The attorney general there is leading a group of states that feel that, you know, former President Obama overextended his authority when he granted DACA to these young immigrants. They have told the Trump administration that if you don't end this program or announce that you'll end this program by September 5th, we're going to sue you. And there's a good chance that they'll win.
Why do they feel so good about their chances?
Well, they have a good chance. And even the advocates who are so in support of this admit that it's going to be a tough road in the courts. The reason is this case would likely go in front of a conservative judge who has already heard a similar case and ruled against a similar program that the Obama administration did for, you know, essentially the parents of these children. It was an expansion of the DACA program, and he ruled against it. That case was upheld in the appeals court, and then essentially it was upheld by the Supreme Court by a split vote.
Now, Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus this week. How did that meeting go?
Secretary Kelly told this group of lawmakers that essentially DACA, in his opinion, would not withstand a legal challenge, that this lawsuit is very real, and he was unsure whether the Trump administration would defend it.
So, as you say, the Trump administration has been given this September 5th deadline to rescind DACA. What are they likely to do?
Well, the Trump administration may do nothing. I mean, that was certainly the message that was heard from Secretary Kelly. He said that he's not going to rescind DACA, which was one of the requests from those states. But those states says, if you don't rescind it, then we will sue.
At this point, what options do congressional Democrats have for saving DACA?
They really don't have many, but what they need to do and what Secretary Kelly is pushing them to do is actually pass legislation, which is what they are trying to do. They are trying to pass a bill, but they've had a really hard time bringing on Republicans to that. The issue is Republicans are going to want something in return. They're going to do anything, and Democrats have told me that they are not willing to do any horse trading. They're not going to give up one immigration group to save another, and they're not going to negotiate on a border wall, which is what some people are talking about.
You've talked with immigrant advocates and DACA supporters about this issue pretty extensively. What do they tell you that they believe is likely to happen to the nearly 17,000 Dreamers here in Washington state and the hundreds of thousands more across the U.S.?
You know, I've put that exact question to them, and they don't know. They're very concerned. I will tell you, they are very hopeful that they will be able to use, you know, their political bully pulpit to bring this out. And they are warning Republicans that if they take action against this very sympathetic group, that it is quote-unquote political suicide for them. This is such a sympathetic group, and they're very worried that all these people who had been out of the shadow, out working, contributing to the economy, may soon go back into the shadows and go back into the underground.
Franco Ordonez is White House correspondent for McClatchy, D.C. Across the nation, more than 780,000 people are enrolled in the DACA program.